New York Senator Charles Schumer, a Democrat, traveled to Parker's Sugar House in West Chazy on Monday to watch and learn how maple trees are tapped and the sap is boiled to create maple syrup.
Oh, wow. Look at this.
Parker's is one of the largest producers in the state, tapping 42,000 trees on 700 acres, using state-of-the-art vacuum tubing between the trees. Despite large operations like Parker's, Senator Schumer says there's huge untapped potential across the state.
Demand for maple syrup here and abroad is far outpacing supply, but we currently tap less than 1% of our maple trees. We have 200 million more potential taps than Canada. Right now, according to the Cornell study, more than 82 million in potential revenue is stuck in trees across the state. It could grow to over $93 million a year, boosting rural economic development throughout our state. All we need to do is tap more of the trees.
To accomplish that and become the global leader in maple production, Schumer is introducing the Maple Tapping Access Program Act, or the Maple Tap Act.
It will provide USDA grants of up to $20 million a year to states that create programs which encourage individual landowners to open up their trees to maple tapping. It also has grants for market promotion, maple industry research and development, and education. The much-needed grants are in addition to the legislation, making this bill an even bigger boost to New York's economy than the version I introduced originally. And I will push my colleagues to immediately pass the TAP Act, which must be taken up before the Farm Bill extension that passed in the fiscal cliff that expires this September.
One of the maple producers asked the senator for help in gaining access to trees in the Adirondacks, which have been blocked to tapping.
A lot of the state land is in Adirondack Park, which is forever wild. And there's a lot of potential in the Adirondack Park, which I think more of our potential is in the Adirondack Park than is in the rest of the state. Is that going to be addressed?
Why should tapping trees interfere with any forever wild? You're not chopping them down. I will call state DEP. So we're going to make that an additional thrust.
Parker's Sugar House owner Earl Parker is a past president of the Northeastern New York Maple Producers Association. He hopes the legislation will help producers that have been blocked from accessing more trees for years, especially in the Adirondacks.
They're looking at tapping some of the state land that's not being used for anything. It wouldn't hurt it at all to be tapped. It's just drilling a small hole. We got trees here, been tapped for 150 years, and we wouldn't be destroying the trees or cutting them down or anything like this, or we're just taking a little bit of the sap to increase our production.
Cornell Maple Program Northern Maple Specialist and Yulene Forest Director Mike Farrell says a Cornell study found there are about 300 million potentially tappable trees in New York, most in the North Country.
Maple syrup is the fastest growing ag industry in the last 5 years in the U.S. There's great demand for the product, and more people are tapping the trees to make more syrup to fill those markets for the syrup.
Farrell was glad to see the TAP Act in last year's Farm Bill and is more enthusiastic to see Senator Schumer reintroduce it with the addition of grant programs.
I think that's one of the best aspects of the bill because it gives states and universities the opportunity to use the money in the way that they best see fit for their state. It would provide the seed money for different types of research and education and marketing and promotion to get the word out about tapping the trees, making the syrup, and then selling the final product.
New York State currently taps about 1.8 million maple trees. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.